Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Maaseh Daf Mem Aleph in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Chamishi, towards the end of Halacha Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tani, talk about a braiso that refers to the Mishnah we mentioned in the previous Daf. That if a person puts it to the ground, turnips and radishes, and doesn't want them to be planted, so we learned over there that regarding Shabbos, there's no Issur D'oraisa to take out, to cut them out from the ground, even though they grew roots. So the Gemara, Tani, the braiso says, Lo Yitlosh. You should not cut it off the ground, lechatchilo. Although betalash, if you did get to cut off, so like this, is tani chayav. Some have in the braisa, some shita holds, that you chay me deraisa. It's like cutting off any type of vegetable from the ground. Is tani mutter. The other braisa says, not only not chayav, but you even allowed lechatchilo to cut off the ground. So the Gemara says, that seems to be too much of an extreme. Mando amar osur matir. Meaning, if the Yud say that the machlokes between the two is the one says osur and one says mutter, understood. So they're not so extreme. Or mandoma chayav potter. Or the discussion is the one says chayav, you're chayav midoraisa to cut it off. One says not chayav, you're potter, but it's still osur. So all this is nicha. That's fine. That makes sense. But to come and say the one says you're chayav and one says mutter lechatchilo, that seems to be too much of an extreme on machlokes. So it says what you're right. Lord Tzucha Deloy, you have to correct the Gyusa and say, we're using here the Gyusa of Chaim, Chayav Potter. One man that holds is Chayav, the other one that holds is Potter. There's no one who says it's Mutal Chatchila. Rav Shimon Lokesho, Maharshtadi, says no. The Gyusa is Asur Mutter. One says it's Asur Lechatchila, but B'dievar is Mutter. The other one says Mutal Chatchila, and no one says it's Asur Deraiso. Halacha Beis Zog de Mishnah. A person should not sell his fruits. Once he's chavin meiser, let me change your name on all meisers. To amaharit, he's not going to do meiser. Because he's machshil and causing him to eat without meiser. Don't sell the fruits of shmita for someone who's choshen shmita. If there are some fruits that are ripened and they're chav meiser, and some don't, he should take the ones that are ripe to himself. He could sell the rest to the Zamaritz. Meaning, as only once it becomes mechuyev and ma'aser, you're not allowed to sell it. But if you're not obligated, then you don't have the responsibility. So therefore, if you have fruits that are ripe, the fruits are not, you take the ripe to yourself, and you sell the ones which are not. Kedir is the Mishnah, lo yimkor adam is tavnoi. Tavnoi, as Abchaim explains, is once they thresh the tvua, the grain, the leftover straw is called tevin. And sometimes in there, there's still a little bit of grain, which is edible. So a person should not sell that, because someone will come to eat that grain which is in it without meiser. Ve'ez gaposoi, which is the dirt of olives. Ve'ed zugov, the leftover dirt of grapes. Let me share your name on all meisers. Don't give it to someone who will come and squeeze the leftover juice from the olives and grapes, because he's going to be chavin meiser, and he won't do meiser, this one who's choshut. Continues the mission of Malvon base. Vimoitzi chayov b'maisers. If someone did squeeze out the juice, so there's an obligation of maiser. Upotom in a truma. Truma you don't have to do. Why is that so? Shaturim b'liboy elakot koitim alatzdodim amashotoich ha-tevin. When someone does truma earlier, he's doing it for all the different parts of the tvua. The ones which are in the corners, the ones which are cut off, and the ones which are mixed with the straw. And the reason is that truma is very different than meiser. Truma chita achas poter sakari. You can do just a little bit of amount for everything. So once you're doing the truma, whatever amount the truma person does, he already puts in mind everything that he has. But meiser has to be exact. So therefore, he's not doing meiser in the part which are not. He's not going to be the parts he's taking to himself. And he's going to eat. So therefore, when one takes the garbage, the leftovers, and uses it, truma is not chayav. It's already part of truma. But meiser has to assume they need to do. Kedirus the Mishnah Lukach Sodi Yerek B'Suria. Someone takes a vegetable field in Suria, which is not Eretz Yisrael. Imachaloi Bo Loynus Amaisus Chayav. If it's before the decay to the time of Maisus, he bought it from a goy, so and it grew by him, it ripened by him, so he's Chayav and Maiser. Umishibo Loynus Amaisus. But once it reached the time of Maiser, so then Potter. Why? Because the goy who took it, he owns the field. When he got to the stage of Chiyuv Maiser. So therefore, when he sells it to Yisrael, Yisrael is already potter, different than Eretz Yisrael. This man Dharma holds that Eretz Yisrael, the goy doesn't have the ability to cause the field to be potter with a meiser. Therefore, the din is potter v'leket kedarko v'hoylech. He doesn't have to harvest right away. He can take his time to harvest, even though now it's growing in his hand. Once he bought the field, which is potter al-maisa, going forward, he's potter. Abido Aimer, if he scored poorly, he lacked it. He really says, no, you have to get it, you have to harvest the entire field right away. Because whatever's going to grow going forward will be chavin maiser, and then you'll have a little bit of chavin maiser, and a majority which is not, and then you get into problems. Therefore, you want to harvest the field immediately to be potter and a maiser. Omav Shimon Gamliel Mametra Amorim is not shikono karka. That's only if he bought the land. Asman shaloi kono karko. If he only bought the fruits, alav shaloi bo loy nesamashos. Even though he bought it before the chiyum maiser potter. So even though later it grew and he owns the fruits once it grew, he's not chavim maiser. He's chavim maiser only if he owns the land. Rabbi Oimer after fi cheshbon. Rabbi Oimer, you go based on cheshbon. The Gemara is going to explain what he means. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, don't sell fruit to someone who's not neman al maiser. Says the Gemara, keini mastiso. The way our Mishnah says, lo yukar odem esadeo. I mean, not only should not sell your fruits, should not sell your land as well. Selling your land to someone who's not chavim maiser, who's not neman al maiser, you don't do. Shimon matir. Shimon says that's fine. Shuaimelo, he tells the koyin, hayimachati et shili tsevet tvoat shelcho. If he's selling the fruits, so the koyin says, what do you mean? The fruits, part of them belong to me. You are responsible to give it to me. But if he's selling the land, he says, I don't have anything over here. I gave the entire thing to the buyer. Go after the buyer. Continues the Gemara in the Membeis Mudav and says, Avru mocher, according to your body, you're not supposed to sell. But if he did go and sell, so the din is, Maiser v'oicha, whatever he eats, whatever he kept for himself to eat, he does maiser. Ve'einu maiser mashu moich, he doesn't do maiser what he sold, even though l'chatchili should not sell it. But if he did sell it, he's not responsible for it anymore. Even according to Rabbanon, ve'ein anu achroim l'ramoim. We're not responsible for the cheaters, for the ramoim, for the people that don't do trumas and maisers as they're supposed to. So meaning, the Gemara is telling us that you should l'chatchili not give it to such a person. But once you gave it, you're not responsible to take care of what he's doing wrong. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Ma'aser's Daf Mem Aleph.